It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. How's traffic? Yeah, I know many of you are listening to me in your car. I want you to give some thought to the thing just above your radio there, the GPS. Works great, gets you where you want to be, usually. But what's it doing to you in the process? Ari Shulman is a senior editor at the tech journal The New Atlantis. He's been thinking about this a lot.
Say you want to go to the Grand Canyon. There's the whole trip that you take there, and when you're navigating on the way there, if you, without the GPS, are doing it, you would probably have taken the time beforehand to sit down and sort of look at your route, plan it out, and sort of get a sense of, okay, I'm going to be traveling on I-10, and then I'll take the state road. And you internalize this and check it as you're going along. Maybe you get lost along the way, but the directions are sort of in your mind, and you place yourself into the world as you're driving and direct this experience sort of on your own. When you're using a GPS device, not necessarily, but the way that, most people use them and the way that they've been designed, there's a sort of turn-by-turn system where it feeds you directions as you're doing this. So you'll sort of go along and it'll say, turn left here and go 100 miles and then turn right here. You don't have really a sense of connection to the place before you. So there's sort of a difference there in the way that you are attuned to the world. When you have the directions internalized, there's an act where you have to sort of know inside you what's going to be in front of you and look for that out in the world. You have a sense of traveling this amount of distance and then going right. And when you're using the GPS device, it tends to isolate you from the world, to sort of insulate you from what you're seeing. So you're just sort of taking directions and don't really need to look at what's in front of you in order to see that. The old cliche is that it's the journey, not the destination, right? And this sort of technology kind of inverts that and makes it about the destination.
So what's the effect of that?
It's supposed to promise us a better way of sort of being and existing in the world. And the way that they are now, at any rate, seems to sort of disconnect us from that, to replace the experience they're telling us to have, or the experience that we get through the phone, for the experience we would have in the actual real world. And if that's something we care about, and obviously we do, because we're creating these technologies supposedly to help ourselves out, then we ought to be thinking about the way that they place us in the world and that they cause us to interact with the world. And if you want to look at it on a broader social level, I would guess that this would play into a larger trend that we've been seeing in this country for a very long time, which is the declining significance of place and of locality. And that could have all sorts of social and political consequences if we're less tied to what's around us, if we're more mobile, less attuned to the people and the things that are immediately in the places that we live.
Ari Shulman of The New Atlantis.
This October, you will experience a wedding of Kardashian proportions.
Ah, turn that off. Ever watch TV and wish you just didn't have to hear about certain people? New York City hacker Matt Richardson did too.
I work from home and I have the TV on in the background, and it was probably the third time I heard Kim Kardashian that day, and I was getting so sick of it, and I said, well, wait a second. There's something I can do with that.
Matt invented the Enough Already machine. You select the names of celebrities you don't want to hear about anymore, and the machine then monitors the closed captioning on your TV.
When it catches one of those keywords that you program into it, what it'll do is it'll send your remote-controlled mute command to your TV to mute it.
Problem solved. We have a how-to video, Matt, demonstrating how to build your own Enough Already machine at MarketplaceTech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business. Always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.